Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are speaking with Iowa Senator Sarah Trone-Garriott out of District 14. And Sarah, really appreciate you taking the time to speak with me today.
Thanks for having me on the air, Shaquan.
You are absolutely welcome, and we are here talking ahead of the first legislative session that is happening this coming Monday, January 13th. And we'll start off here, Sarah. Can you go over what the Senate Democrats' priorities are before we head to this legislative session?
So when I go back to the legislature, I'm a little bit more focused on my priorities for my district. Of course, I'm part of a political party, but for me, it's really important to be in tune with what the people in Dallas County want. And so for me, what I'm hearing is a lot of folks concerned about affordability. There's a lot of people struggling to afford their lives. Wages aren't keeping up with the cost of living. We've seen all kinds of things getting more and more expensive. And so along with that, one of those issues is health insurance. There's some need for accountability when it comes to our health insurance providers, not just private insurance, but Medicaid, Medicare, making sure that people are getting the services, getting access to the healthcare they need, that it's really serving the purpose, and they're not getting denied or prevented from accessing the things that'll keep them healthy, especially with private insurance. We're paying a lot for that service, for that access to healthcare. And there's a lot of frustration, I think, right now in the world that seems like people aren't getting what they need. Also thinking about the affordability of, some of those basic living expenses like childcare. So many working families struggling, not able to find quality care, or it's just not affordable. And public education is what our state has been known for. I think in the past years, there's been this effort to disparage and discredit our public schools. They're amazing. Educators are wonderful people working really hard. We have so much value in our great public schools in Iowa. How do we show that that's a priority in our legislature? And we saw a voucher bill pass, and we're coming up on a year next year where there will be no income limits. I mean, it's really going to be just handing out money to the wealthiest people who are already sending their kids to private schools. Does that really serve our state well? Is that really giving a benefit to our community, like when we invest that money in our public schools? And so that's a conversation we need to keep having, because we're seeing a lot of our public schools now on the verge of having to do cuts. They've been doing what they can with what they've been getting from the state, but it's just not enough. It's not keeping up. How can we shift our education efforts to be able to serve these students better, give them the education that they really need? Those things that make Iowa a good place to live, that are really important to our families, to our businesses, to our communities. And taxes are really going to be a focus in this legislative session. We know from the majority party that there's a lot of talk about income taxes and property taxes, and I'm glad to share thoughts on those as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Can you go over any other of the major bills, or maybe expand on other things that the Democrats are really going to be tackling?
For me, in the minority party, my focus is about bringing that voice into the process, making sure the public is heard, making sure we're doing our due diligence when we are passing legislation. And unfortunately, what we've seen in the past is with tax legislation, it's come out of nowhere. There's been very little time to discuss it, and it gets passed without really talking to all of the different communities in Iowa, the individuals, the cities, the counties, really saying, what is the impact going to be? So there's talk about cutting income tax and about limiting property tax. And so when we think about taxes, the question I think we should be asking ourselves is, who pays? Because when you cut income taxes at the state level, that puts pressure on other kinds of taxes to pay for the services. We've seen a lot of that pressure being put on property taxes over the years. When you're shifting to property taxes, that is a less fair way to tax. And I know a lot of our communities are feeling that. A lot of our folks are feeling that. There were ways that the state used to provide more funding to support services in local communities. If we're going to talk about how do we lower property taxes, we need to talk about where will that money come from instead. Because if we limit property taxes, but we're not bringing in any money to pay for those services, then that's going to mean cuts and really tough cuts for our growing cities. It's going to limit their ability to grow and to develop new land, new businesses, because they won't be able to provide the services that those new buildings and residents need. So they'll just deny building permits for the medium-sized cities that are already struggling. It's going to mean some pretty tough cuts to their basic services and public safety. And for those small cities who are barely hanging on, you know, we've got about 200 small cities in Iowa that probably in the next 10 years, they're going to disappear. If they cannot provide basic services like public safety, EMS, they're going to have to unincorporate because they won't be able to do it anymore. Is that what we want? I don't think so. So we've got to work together as a legislature to talk about, okay, if we're going to reduce the tax burden over here, then how can we keep these vital services going? That's a tough conversation, and that's not something that can happen fast. For me, in the minority party, it's about saying we need to listen to these concerns and we need to think through this carefully. And I'm very interested in bringing in as many stories as I can from all around the state, because we've got all these different kinds of communities in Iowa. So I want to hear from people about what they're experiencing now in their communities, from those communities. Leaders are trying to plan, like, what's at stake and what are they concerned about?
Absolutely. Thank you. And again, we're speaking here with the Iowa Senator, Sarah Trone-Garriott, representing District 14. And Sarah, as we continue, can you now just talk about which committees do you serve on?
Yeah, so we all have certain committees that we're assigned to that we focus on those bills most directly. My number one committee is Health and Human Services, so Medicaid, all kinds of things related to healthcare and health and well-being. I am the ranking Democrat on that committee, so I know about everything that's going through that committee. I'm very, very involved in those issues, and those issues impact a lot of people. I'm on the Education Committee, which all things public schools, which impacts every community in Iowa, really important to all of us. And I'm on the Natural Resources Committee. That tends to focus more on issues of like wildlife management, hunting and fishing, parks and rec. But we do get into some issues of like public land and water quality. And then I'm also on the Commerce Committee. And so that can cover utilities and insurance, whether it's health insurance or property and life insurance. We got a lot of insurance issues that are putting pressure on people right now, especially when it comes to property insurance. We're seeing premiums going up for everybody. Health insurance, that is a big concern. I know it's been in the news a lot. People are really frustrated about claim denials and delays and challenges with getting care through their insurers. So there's some really important issues there that are really complicated, but really important to talk about. And so in the end, we vote on every bill that comes through our chamber. So I need to learn about everything, but those are the areas that I spend the most time working in.
Well, thank you for detailing that. And as we finish up here, what are you really looking forward to about the first legislative session that is set to take place starting this coming Monday, January 13th?
So with every legislative session, there's just new issues, new topics, new things to learn. Because we just had an election, there's going to be some new people to meet. And so what I encourage everybody to do, no matter where you live, is just Google to see who your Iowa legislators are, who represents you in the House, who's your senator, just so that you know who those people are, because they might have changed the last election. And just send them an email and let them know what's on your mind. Start a connection. We have so many groups and folks who come down to visit us at the Capitol, so it's always just a lot of fun. And there's some just really important things that we've got to get to work on. And so it's an honor to be able to do that for the people of our state.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that information. And again, we've been speaking here with the Iowa Senator, Sarah Trone-Garriott, representing District 14. And Sarah, always appreciate the time that you take to talk to us here. We'll be checking in then again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you so much.
You are absolutely welcome. And that is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.